My utmost for his highest. November the 24th. Direction of aspiration. Behold, as the eyes of the servant look upon the hand of their masters, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God. Psalm 123, verse 2. This verse is a description of entire reliance upon God. Just as the eyes of the servant are riveted on his master, so our eyes are up unto God, and our knowledge of his countenance is gained. Compare Isaiah 53, verse 1. Spiritual leakage begins when we cease to lift up our eyes unto him. The leakage comes not so much through troubles on the outside, but in the imagination, when we begin to say, I expect I have been stretching myself a bit too much, standing on tiptoe and trying to look like God instead of being an ordinary, humble person. Or we have to realize that no effect can be too high. For instance, if you came to a crisis when you made a stand for God and had the witness of the Spirit that all was right, but the weeks have gone by, and the years may be, and you are slowly coming to the conclusion, well, after all, was I not a bit too pretentious? Was I not taking a stand a bit too high? Your rational friends come and say, don't be a fool. We knew when you talked about this spiritual awakening that it was a passing impulse. You can't keep up the strain. God does not expect you to. And you say, well, I suppose I was expecting too much. It sounds humble to say it, but it means that reliance on God has gone and reliance on worldly opinion has come in. The danger is lest no longer relying on God, you ignore the lifting up of your eyes to him. Only when God brings you to a sudden halt will you realize how you have been losing out. Whenever there is a leakage, remedy it immediately. Recognize that something has been coming between you and God, and get it readjusted at once.